This show has adult content and is not recommended for children. Again, that's Top Dog Underdog running Friday, November 9th at the Chapel Theater, 4107 Southeast Harrison Street in Milwaukee. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
The Federal Communications Commission is looking to change policy, which, if passed, will cause serious and potentially catastrophic local regulatory and funding problems for cities and community media nationwide. Our friends at Open Signal, Portland's cable access community television and media arts center, have provided us a lot of information on how the change of fees charged to cable companies will impact the city's ability to negotiate franchises that include public benefit, and how the public resources will become private. There is also information on how to contact the FCC to provide public comment. Information is at kboo.fm/opensignal2018.
Tune into KBOO Tuesday, November 6th from 6 to 10 p.m. for election night coverage. We'll have national coverage by Pacifica and Native Voice One. And at 8 p.m., our local news team will provide election results and analysis. Again, that's election night coverage Tuesday, November 6th, starting at 6 p.m. after the KBOO Evening News here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
The time is 6 p.m. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next is Labor Radio.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Good evening. Hi, welcome to the Coalition of Black Trade Unions segment of Labor Radio highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, and for the working class. Here on KBOO 90.7 FM, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. My name is Dr. Audrey Terrell. I'm a retired international staff officer for the United Auto Workers. And I'm also the vice president of the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. And I'm also the director of the Dr. Audrey Terrell Institute. So tonight is going to be a very special night. Our president, Tina Morfitt, is away tonight, and she's left this in my hands. But I've got some great guests on tonight. So I'd like the guest to introduce himself individually.
Yes, this is Deborah Hall with American Federation of Teachers, currently the Secretary Treasurer for the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, and also with Portland Jobs of Justice.
Sherman Henry with the University of Oregon Labor Education and Research Center.
And Tony Brown with Straight Talk TV.
Tonight our segment will be a discussion about the Straight Talk, a community-based talk show moderated by our special guest, Tony Brown. We want to thank you all for joining us tonight. As I said earlier, our conversation will be about Straight Talk, which I've had the very proud opportunity to be on numerous occasions. Tony is such a benefit to this area, and we do radio and he does television, informing the community on what's going on. And so many times he've had the Coalition of Black Trade Unions on his show. Certainly, first, we want to thank you, Tony, for allowing us the many times that we've been on your show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We want to say that, and especially for my president in her absence, what we're really excited about when we get the opportunity, and we want to thank you for that. So before we do that, please give our listeners a brief synopsis of yourself, Tony, and how the show was created.
Well, Straight Talk, again, I want to thank you and the president, and Ms. Tina Morfitt,
yes,
and Dr. Terrell for allowing Straight Talk to be here tonight and kind of share a little bit with you about what Straight Talk is all about. Basically, we just saw a need to have a platform for our community and the state of Oregon. So that's basically how it got started. Just people coming in with problems, but with solutions. Mm-hmm. And so we just reach out and talk to people and bring them aboard. And we had the opportunity to have DATI,
yes,
which is mm-hmm. a very powerful program to come in. And Mr. Henry's here too. I mean, Sherman and working Oregon State, and also Miss Deborah. Well, it's just a pleasure to be in the midst of all of you. And so that's what Straight Talk does. We just reach out to that community and bring people aboard and network people together, and let's have problems, but let's have some solutions.
And yes, and so tell us when you do your productions, how we can hook up with you or watch and listen to your show.
Oh, absolutely. Every third or fourth Sunday of each month, mm-hmm. from 6 o'clock to 7, you can come down to PCM, or Open Signal, and get in touch with us through wwstv.biz. And you can also give us a call at 503-715-0927.
Okay. Tell us about some of the shows you've done.
Oh, wow. That's a...
How long you been doing this?
Oh, it's a blessing to be able to do it. It's been years, actually. And it's interesting how that happened. Unfortunately, I was in a car accident, and while I was recuperating from the accident, a guy gave me a call, and he said, you know, would you like to interview the Tuskegee Airmen? So one of my first shows back was Tuskegee Airmen. And so since then, the original Tuskegee Airmen, Ben Flapp Sr., Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Jefferson, Lieutenant Ed Drummond, and what's interesting about that, Lieutenant Alexander Jefferson shared with us that there has never been a time where the three of the Tuskegee Airmen were interviewed at the same time, except for Robin Robbins, and she had two. One happened to be one of her uncles, so that was a pleasure there. And so we've been kind of doing programs with drive-by shootings, victim of drive-by shootings. Recently, we did a candidate forum.
Yes.
And that was very powerful. That was a learning experience. Actually, we did the primaries. I think it's go primaries first and then general, however that goes.
Yes.
But, mm-hmm. And we had the opportunity to work with Dr. Terrell and Mr. Calvin Hall, yes. Came aboard and just kind of helped us put that together. And also Miss Deborah and Miss Tina. And we had all the candidates come in. So this recent Sunday, we had the opportunity to have some of the candidates, particularly the runoff candidates, mm-hmm. which is for auditors. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are not aware of what auditors does, and they are just into everything. They monitor the money, mm-hmm. they mm-hmm. monitor how it's been spent. And then we had Miss Joanne Hodesty, which mm-hmm. extended an invitation out to Miss Loretta Smith as well. And Miss Joanne came on, and she kind of gave us a platform of what she's working with and her goals and objectives of how to serve the community. So that was just powerful. And the community was there to ask the questions. So
good.
Yes, absolutely.
I've seen several of your shows. Uh-huh. And it's just so informing that I look forward to just, because you keep the community aware of what's going on, especially with current affairs.
Yes.
How we should be aware of it. Even with the immigration.
Yes,
you
yes,
know, you
yes.
had some people absolutely. On there.
Oh, absolutely.
I was
yes.
so well impressed with their information.
Oh, that happened to be Mrs. Marcia Garcia and Eldora Corina and Dr. Kenya, and they brought their young dance group on called yes. the Butterflies, mm-hmm. and they talked about Measure 105 and how important it is to for people to get out and understand that measure. And while we're on the voting, please, oh, first let me say, young people, thank you for getting out and voting.
Thank you.
Because yes. it's been a large number of you getting out and voting. That's so important. And please, you guys are good with that texting and social media and yeah, all that. Uh-huh. Get it out, because it's not over until it's over, to the last vote count. So we need everybody to tell somebody to get out and vote. Please get mm-hmm. out and
yes.
vote. We can go into who's died and who's suffered mm-hmm. if that's important, but uh-huh. everybody, if we think about it, everybody in America is basically from an immigrant family.
Yes.
And everybody's family has been through some kind of mistreatment for them mm-hmm. allowed to have a platform to get out and vote. I mean, the women just had a vote to write, what, 75 years ago? I don't know what the
That's
exact
all.
Numbers is.
That's
yes.
all. Mm-hmm.
So please, people, it doesn't matter what your gender is, what your religious affiliation is, vote your morals and conscience.
Yes. That's so important.
Yes,
right
it
now.
Is. Yes.
And I'm glad that you have a platform to do
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
But that Straight Talk, I'm telling you.
Yes.
I've seen many shows where you yeah. brought out the opinions of people. And just keeping a community aware. A couple other shows.
Sure.
I was there when you you bring to the forefront some painters, some black artists. Oh, yes. I saw that. Yes. I was so impressed with that. And even about financial awareness. One time it was a man for how buying houses or something.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We had the pleasure of bringing on Mr. Jason Pittman. Uh-huh. And he had basically explained to us and the community the importance of buying housing. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of myths out there where people think they have to have these large down payments. They have to be on a job for 10 and 20 years. Mm-hmm. And he just basically dispelled all of that. Mm-hmm. Because you don't need that 10%. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be on a job 10 years. And he also showed us people, we are so used to renting and we're just paying somebody else's mortgage.
Yes.
And you put a couple of hundred dollars with, I mean, all of us know what the rent is in Portland right now. Mm-hmm. It's like a little bitty place is what, $900-$1,200.
Yes.
So you could take that little money, go down, research, get into one of these people that knows how to help you get into your homes, and you got a home.
Yes. That's what I love about your show. Inform the public. Inform them. This, not only people of color, but just inform everybody.
Everybody, yes.
That this is available to you. Yes. You know, it's something, there must be information out there other people are getting that we're not getting.
Right, right.
So first, I certainly want to thank you for all those efforts that you have.
Oh, my pleasure, yeah.
This is Deborah Hall. And Tony, one of the other things I'm about your program that I am enjoy is that you also spend time with, you know, providing, I guess, opportunities for folks in the community if they're wanting to come in and learn how to host shows, to work with, you know, the equipment, get familiar with the studio, and also, you know, as a, I guess, as a, I'm not thinking jobs, but as experience. So not only do folks have this gym in the community where they can go and actually have a seat at the table to be on television, just like folks, we have KABU in the community, but also learning what that is to be able to work in studios to do shows. And, you know, can you talk about some of those opportunities?
Oh, absolutely. The, I guess they say the technical term is videographer.
Okay.
We just called it just coming in and learning about these cameras. Okay. And it's interesting. We had a young man on the show, a brilliant young man. He's about 14 years old, plays jazz and classical music. Mm-hmm. And he's also a playwright. So we had the opportunity to bring him and his dad into the studio. They're taking classes now, and he's going to be producing his own show.
Wow.
And he has actually written the plays, two plays. So that's an option that young people have to come in, learn the cameras. You know, young people, they're into that social media. Mm-hmm. So this is a spot for them to come in, learn the cameras, learn the audio, learn the sounds, learn how to host a television show. Mm-hmm. And just be a part of putting their own production together.
I know also working with you through data, through my institute, just so impressive that, like that 14-year-old black jazz musician.
Oh, yes, yes,
And since then, he has been going on so many assignments. You know, they're calling him, come and play. He's excellent.
Yes.
And then the rapper.
Oh, yes.
The high school rapper, you know. That raps clean,
yes,
you know, yes. And what some that
Monte,
yes. Some that does poetry,
yes.
All of those opportunities. And I'm gonna just add to that that those kids that you've allowed now are in college, now are at PSU, now. So you're doing things not only to build their encourage their attitude to go forth with their talent.
Yes.
But your television show is doing so much for youth.
Thank
and
you.
And you're always reaching out for the youth. You tell me that all the time.
Absolutely.
You got any youth? You got any youth?
Absolutely.
And I just really want to thank you for that.
My
because
pleasure.
That's our, I want to say future, but that's our presence.
It's a present, absolutely. Yeah.
That's our, especially now when it's important to knowing how to vote.
Yes.
If they feel good about themselves at 16 and 17, then they'll register to vote at 18 and vote.
They certainly will.
And it's beautiful.
And stay engaged.
Last Sunday, we're talking about had a candidate. We had a young man from Alameda Elementary School, 10 years old, a young man named Jaden. And he talked about how important voting is and how it affects them as a youth.
Yeah.
And while we're on the voting, all of you that are in the incarcerated, please talk to your parents, your loved ones, sister, brothers that's out here to go out and vote, because there's a lot of measures that are affecting them in the institutional.
Right.
So don't feel like because you locked down for the moment that you can't make a difference out here.
That's right.
Talk to your people. Get them to the voting booths and vote.
Yeah.
because what's being passed is affecting them as well.
Well, your show is very informative. Tell us one more time how we can watch you and hook up with you or listen to your show.
Oh, www.sttv.biz. I had young people on the, and they're helping us put the website together so you can see previous shows.
Yes.
And then on each fourth Sunday, third or fourth Sunday, you can come down to the studio, get in touch with us, and you can actually participate as an audience or as a guest at Open Signal. And that's located at MLK and Graham, right there, right across from those that have been around from the old Billy Reeves.
Okay.
That's kind of a landmark that people understand. Also located across the street from the old Freedom Bank. We're right there.
I just want to remind the listeners, they're listening to the Coalition of Black Trade Unions segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, and for the working class, here on KBOO 90.7 FM, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. And again, this is Dr. Audrey Terrell, who's sitting in for Tina Morfitt, who we really do miss. She very seldom is not here, but we're going to try our best to fill in for her. I'm the vice president, but that doesn't mean I want to do this show, but it just said I'll just sit in for it. Yeah. Thank you for having for our guest tonight, Tony. We are encouraging all our listeners to watch Straight Talk.
Oh, yes.
I tell you, if you want to know what's going on, especially things that can affect you personally, but what's going on in the community and what's going on, not only with people of color, and there's a large influx of people coming to this area, if you notice.
Absolutely.
So I think this particular show is really keeping us abreast, not only what's going on, the market, the job markets, who's available in the community. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people coming here, because I have been listening to some of your shows that I just sit and, oh my goodness, I didn't know that was here or that was going on, and was already here that we can grow from. So again, thank you for being with here and being here with us. Or any more shows that you thought of that we might be interested in knowing more about, because I tell you, it's very informative.
Okay, we have a show coming up. We're going to be dealing with cancer. Mm-hmm. And what we're finding out that as cancer is spreading among men and women.
Yes.
And so next month, actually November, is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. So we're going to be touching about
that. Did you do something on breast cancer?
We did something on breast cancer. And we really want to let people know this is a nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. And we're serving our youth. We are serving the LGBTQ community. We're selling our veterans. So it doesn't matter what gender you're from or religious background, we're here for you. Mm-hmm. We're here for you.
And I remember a show you did about women.
Oh, yes, yes.
Ooh,
oh, that was the worship, Women at the Cross.
Yes.
My goodness.
Just a lot of things you bring up about women. People don't know.
Yes.
But you got that special effort of bringing it to live.
Yes.
And you can
yes.
talk to women. Yes. Even the show we did by taking these kids to Texas Southern and Prairie View A&M.
Yes, yes.
Remember that? We
yes.
did that. Just let them know that we are trying to get our kids educated and get into some of these colleges. So I really want to thank you for your show and the things you allowed us to do as individual and as the Coalition of Black Trade Unions participate. But it seemed like every month you deal with the issue of the month.
Of the month,
like
yes.
breast cancer.
Yes.
Women's History Month.
Yes.
And you say you got lung cancer coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. Lung cancer month. And then we're going to be interviewing the winners of the election.
All right.
Ah.
So that way people can talk to them again now that you got the seat, because we have to make them responsible. Well, now that they got the votes. So now what you going to do?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah,
now, and then, of course, we're going to do our holiday programs.
Sure,
bring
sure.
some people in, do some caroling. And so those that are out there listening right now, if you got some young people that want to use their talent, poetry,
yes,
singing, they bring their choir in, doing the holidays, let us know. Let's bring them in.
It was on one show, you had some women singing. They were just, I think it was one show that we were doing.
Yes.
A couple of ladies that were singing on.
Oh, they have Marilyn Keller?
Yes.
And that's also, what was the other young lady? I'm sorry, Shirley, Oh, Shirley, if you listen, please forgive me, but you know who you are, Shirley. And so the channels of the show is 11, 22, and 23.
Okay, good.
And you can also tune in there, and then you can also go to our site and find out the exact times and dates that the shows will be aired.
Yeah, and they could come down.
Oh, they all.
Come down.
Please come down. Be a part of the audience.
It's fun. Come down. I've come down.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
It's
come
really
down
nice.
And be a part of the audience, and whoever there, ask some questions. And if you have something on your mind, a topic that you want to address, please let us know.
Okay. Okay. We also, at this time, we'll do some announcements.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we've got a couple more questions we want to ask you.
Oh, absolutely.
But we've got a couple of announcements. Brother Sherman, you have an announcement that you want to inform the community?
Well, yes. I wanted to also... hopefully we can have a show about skilled trades at some point. But this Saturday, November the 10th, the IBEW is going to offer a iTrades Career Day where they're explaining to the community the benefits of becoming tradespersons, the economic benefits, the apprenticeship programs, and how folks who are not going to go to college can earn a real good living.
Real becoming, good living.
Yes, real good living, becoming a skills trade person. So IBEW this Saturday, November 10th, and you can go to the website www.iurbanteen.org. And so you should register to attend. The event is free for middle school and high school students. Preference for those students on free and reduced lunch, and there will be 6 interactive and informational workshops. Lunch will be provided by IBEW, and prize will be given away, because right now there's a shortage of good skills trades, but the trades is sometimes underrepresented in career choice because folks put a lot more emphasis on college and degrees, but the skilled trades become a licensed electrician, journey person.
Oh, yes.
You can earn well as have a very good 30, 40-year career.
That's
so
exactly
this Saturday, right. November 10th, IBEW is going to host the iTrades Career Day.
Okay.
And the address for the event is 160 Northeast Airport Way, Portland, Oregon.
And at this time, when we're having announcement, I would like to announce the Coalition of Black Trade Unions meets the second Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. at the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employee William Lucy Building, located at 6025 East Burnside here in Portland. So join us for our CBTU meeting on November the 13th, 2018, at 6 p.m. Come to our meetings. You'll enjoy it. Our email address is orcbtu10@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, so join us in involving adventure of representing black union workers. So, getting back to you, Tony.
Yes.
My goodness, in our last few minutes here, just can you think of one the most compelling episodes of Straight Talk?
Oh my goodness.
One that just stays in your mind.
Before I do that, I want to announce I'm working with a program called Yadra Performing Arts for the Young People, and they're going to be doing a Christmas program out at Highland. It's called the Night Before Christmas, December 1st.
Uh-huh.
And please go out and support those young people and what they're doing over there. Yadra Performing Arts Program.
Okay.
It's going to be at Highland December 1st. And the address is 7600 Northeast Gleason Street, and you can ask to speak to a Mr. Teresa Hardy Parker, and she can give you more information. But those young people are putting on a nice holiday program for us.
Good, good.
And you asked me one event. I tell you, it's hard to choose one because each time it's when you are put in a position to open up to people and people come in and share who they are and their talents and their gifts and pour out their soul and want to make a difference in the community. How can you pick just one? I'm gonna pick two, I guess. One definitely was the original Tuskegee Airmen. Just that whole hysterical part, and we had the opportunity to travel with them for 2 days and wake up and have breakfast with them, and unfortunately or fortunately, two of them have transitioned. That's Ben Flapp Senior, and he studied with NASA, and Lieutenant Ed Drummond. He was head of the chapter in Seattle. He's now transitioned on to. But Lieutenant Ed Drummond is still here. I mean, Lieutenant Alexander Jefferson is still with us. And actually, if anybody's seen the Red Tail movie, the brother that was shot down, that was Lieutenant Alexander Jefferson, played by the young man. So that kind of gives you a visual of who that person was. He's also the historical piece. And I guess the next one, and please, viewers, if you're listening to this, and I didn't pick your show, okay, the other one I think was when we had the opportunity with Datai to go up to Washington. What was it? Dr. Mims. To sit at her feet.
Oh, my God.
And this lady, I mean, she has touched from Washington to Africa. And from Nelson Mandela to Maya Angelou to Oprah Winfrey. Yes. All these are her people. Beyonce and
JC
and the other young man that lives that lives in Washington.
One of those rappers.
You young people know. But I think just sitting at her feet and seeing the emotional attachment and the energy that those young people had for her. And then she walked them around the room and told them that artifact is from this part of the country and that. And just to see they was just like, oh my goodness. Because I don't think they understood at first whose presence they were in.
She was 90.
Oh, 90. And then once she started, we all were sitting at her feet. Yeah. I mean, and we're listening to her, and you could just feel the energy, and the young people just took on a whole different persona. Like, oh my.
They love to go visit her.
That had to be.
We've been up there six times. Yes. They love to go to her house.
And her birthday party was just like, whoa. Yes. As the young people say, off the chain. You know, it was powerful.
Yes.
And I think if that's one extreme to the other, from our elders to our young people, I think those two, all of them was just wonderful and a joy to do.
Now, these shows are. You can get them on the website.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful. You can go to www.stv.biz and click on, and they'll pop up, and there the show is.
Good.
So one thing that's evident to me, you know, because I know that if any of us listen to any kind of media, we hear the term thrown around fake news.
Yes.
We have these, in our communities, we have opportunities to go and be on television. We can come into KBOO and be on the radio, and these are community people. These are our brothers and sisters. This is not fake news. This is everyday news. This is real news that's going on your block,
absolutely,
on your avenue, not in New York City, in the World Trade Center. And I don't mean to downplay any of that, but these are real events, and you can be a part of that. You have these tools in your community so that we can communicate with each other and get our word out. And it's real news. It's not. These are real people. They're not fake people.
Yes.
The events that happen on your block are real events. So get involved.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So let's take our information back.
I really appreciate your show, but I got a couple more questions.
Oh,
just
absolutely.
For those
okay.
who are listening.
Okay.
Because how do you get started in the media? Because some got some young listeners, even in our professional, through the union, and these kids, sometimes you got to push them in and show them this is opportunities for you. How can you get started?
One of the people that I used to listen to is Shahid. And he did a KBO show, and he used to come on, and I used to listen to him, and how he was so informative to get information, and Lanita Duke, and all those people that was giving the information out to the people in the community. And then I met a young lady at that time, bless her soul, she's went on transition, Pastor Mary Smith, Overstreet Powerhouse. And she asked me to come over to her church while she was doing donations for Katrina. So everybody's bringing things. The next thing, her granddaughter comes out to me. She says, Brother Tony, Mom wants you to do an interview. And I'm like, interview? She said, yeah, Channel 8 is coming. And she just wants you to talk to her. And Channel 8 came. And just the feedback that they received, Pastor Mary said, boy, you need to go in and learn how to do this. And so basically that was it. So I went down to PCM, went in and started taking the classes. And you can become a producer, work on the lighting, and that's where it started from. And from the rest is the universal forces. Universal forces.
Well, you're setting a great example.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And I love bringing youth to you so they could see, you know, not only them in a production, but to see you and how it works and the enthusiasm.
Yes.
Because you energize other people. Yes. We're going to wrap up.
Okay.
Just tell them one more time how we can get in contact with you before we go off the air.
www.sttv.biz. You can reach us at 503-715-0927. And you can always also email us astraighttalk@yahoo.com.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Oh, thank you for being here. Thank you, Sherman, for being here. Thank you, Deborah.
It's good to be back.
Thank you, Tony, so
much. My pleasure.
Thank you,
President, Ms. Tina, for the opportunity.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the opportunity, Tina.
Don't forget to vote.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, please don't forget to vote.
Don't forget to vote.
And again, the iTrades Career Day this Saturday from 9 to 2:30. And you can go to register at iTradesPDX2008eventbrite.com.
Okay, holla.
Yeah, don't forget to vote.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Good evening and welcome to Prison Pipeline. My name is Emma Lugo and I'm here tonight with Karen Mockran for part two